חשבון עמוד ארץ. פרק שלישי, הלוך הבאז שלהם. כל מין זרעים אין זרעים בערוגה. When we talk about an aruga, shisha or shisha, it only covers yirakot. It does not cover zra'im. So anything that is planted for zera is not going to be mutter to scatter around an aruga. Now exactly what defines zera and what defines yirak, that's not a very simple description, because you can raise the same min at times for its zera, and at other times raise it for its yerek.
That's
right. Yeah. So field, things that are being raised for zera are planted in very long furrows and big fields, because obviously you can get much zera of it. You're only taking the zera. Right. You want it joint. Yeah, watermelon we'll see is not included in there. But there are things like certain types of peas, in which sometimes we'll take the whole plant, including the pod, and we'll sell it, let's say, for green peas or string beans and so on. We're over there planting it for yerek. And there are times where I just want to get the certain name where the plant itself is barely edible, but I like the inside for, let's say, beans. Hard beans that need to be cooked, and throw out all the yerek.
All right, that's where they come from.
Yeah. So I'll throw out all the yerek, but I'll keep only the seed.
Yeah.
So there's this plant in a long row. I mean, it doesn't look any different from the outside. It's more a question of intent, and of course the way in which I'm going to set up my field. So if I'm planting yerakot, I could plant yerakot as an aruga. If I'm planting zra'im, which are generally planted in long rows, I can't plant them in an aruga.
The zra'im are not limited to grain.
That's correct. They're not limited to grain. So let's say, for instance, chardal, for me. Now, people plant chardal. So yes, some people might plant the chardal and use, they'll cut the leaves and use the plant in a stew. But the truth is that most people plant chardal just to collect the mustard seeds. They make
the seeds. But you want the seeds.
Yeah, that's what we make nowadays. I mean, we have mustard, very popular. It's made out of the seeds, not made out of the plant. So over there, chardal, or akunim hashufin, which are thin, and they're not, and the plant isn't tasty, only the akuna itself, and you cook it, you're going to split these two. So those are typically means zeraunim. Those are seeds. Those aren't vegetables. But on the other hand, afunim agamlonim. So we have the camel afuna. Those are, the things that we have, the big hump in the middle. And they're over there. People enjoy eating the whole thing. So that could be a minyarek. So govelshu gaboa tefach. Lunizmait. That's another issue. Suppose we have, as we had in our first Mishnah, we have the case of a govel. Govel is a tefach by tefach, and there we gave it a din of a separate area. But suppose it got eaten away a little bit, as is the want of the karka to do. So now it's not quite a tefach that it was before, and it became less. It's still kasher, shayar kasher mikhilato. So whatever is planted on it is still okay and doesn't become kilayim, because it was originally planted for kasher. Hetelem v'amat ha'mayim shen amukim tefach, as we just mentioned in the previous Gemara, zor'im oto chashro shazeronim, echad mikan, echad mikan, echad emsa, as long as we're not chovesh. So says the Gemara, kol min zra'im chadal v'afunim hashufim min zra'im. Okay, you said they're min zra'im, but suppose somebody planted them to be vegetables. So Shazar on the Yerek, he planted them now in his own mind, and he wants to have them as plants, not as Zra'im. So the din over there is that even though he planted it for Yerek, ain not minotar gabe aruga. We do not allow them to be planted as an aruga. And vice versa. Afunim agam lo nimu kola mitri, which our Mishnah says are considered to be your akot. If this guy plants them as zera, shezaran lezera, then we're machna. So both cases were machna. you can turn what would normally be a Yerek into Zera, L'Chumra. But you can't turn what would normally be a Zera into a Yerek, L'Kula. So we're Machmer, therefore, in both directions in terms of your personal use of these things. The Shar Zera Negina, She'in Me'echalim, Achal Pisha Zara Nezera, Mafimotah Gavayelunga. Other Zera Negina that you have made up in your perverted mind that you want the Zerayim of, which nobody else takes for Zerayim, over there we will not be Machmer. And the fact that you decided you wanted Zera doesn't change anything. It still is a Yerek. And we plant that in an Aruba because it's about the Baita in that case.
What does
Zera mean? Zera Negina just means vegetables that are planted in a garden that have Zerayim in them. That's all.
Yeah.
So the Mishnah says, if it became less than a tefach, it's still kosher. Okay, the army, how did that army the Zra'im Shabbat? When it says it's kosher, it doesn't mean because once upon a time you had a govel, so now that in the past 1,000 years it's been sort of eaten away a bit, that it's still a govel. That's not what I'm talking about. It's saying, when you planted on it, it was a kosher govel, and the plants that you planted on it are still on it, so then the fact that it's deteriorated a bit now and eroded so that it wasn't at that part, those plants don't become ossur. But it doesn't mean that now, having once been a govel, I can now plant on it something now. Of course, if it's chilo ossur, if I go ahead and I plant something now, it's definitely going to be ossur. Avar v'zara. But in the case where the first plants are still there, and now I go ahead and I add plants, I didn't take away the other plants, I add plants, even though I wasn't supposed to, Miyakash Elu Mutarn Af Elu Mutarn, being as amigo that is considered to be a govel in terms of the original plant, we can't take the same area and say it's a govel for those plants, it's not a govel for those plants. But if the original plants make it a govel, so it remains a govel. Says Rabbi Yirmiyah, what about Mecha Ne'ku Ashmin Harishani Mutar? Okay, I understand. I'm going to harvest the second plant that I planted that I shouldn't have planted. So the ones that were there before are Mutar, so therefore they're Mutar. But suppose I first harvest the first plant, and now the second plant that I planted, while those first plants were there, are still there. But they're still there now on a govel that has been ushered a plant because it wasn't a tefa, and they're now kelayim. So do I say that at this point they become kelayim? Do I say, since if the first ones had been there, they wouldn't be kelayim now, so my removal of the first ones can't change the state of these when there was no change that was made in them? Can I? Says the Gemara, well, I'll bring you a beautiful example of exactly such a halacha. Legabe dinim of tumah v'tera. Now, a bed, remember, throughout the Gemara, the way we always talk about a bed is that it has aruchot and tzorot. In other words, the long side of the bed is the arucha, and the bed posts, the width, are the tzorot, right? Now, they fit into each other, like the bed frames that we have nowadays. They click into the big ones click into the small ones, and we now have a square on which we put the mattress. Now, the halacha is that if a mita with tmea, and we went ahead, and we were no-tail, a mita sheni plush tail kol shalom, so we took out the old ones in order to break the bed, and we put in new arukot. We said, okay, so now we're going to break the bed, and then when you break a kli, it loses its stomach, tuna. And we'll put in now new arukos, asulot hakadashos, veloshinan at the kavim. You put in new long ones, but you didn't change the mikavim, meaning the things that you used to fill the mikavim. Now that's another way of referring to mikstaros. So now we have tuna still, because it's still the same old bed. So if anything happens to those new ones, still just tell me the way that was, because the original tzarot are still here, and they became tamei, they never lost their tumah. However, In the case where we have nishtabu chalashot mi'a, the yeshanot Torah, shakol olot achar yeshanot, if now the old ones, meaning the ksalot, break, so now even though the aruchot, which were themselves now tmeot, because when we replaced them, the bed was still tmeha, so even though the aruchot are still here, and they're the same darn aruchot that they always were, nothing ever changed, but since I took away the yeshanot, I say, we now look at it as a new bed, even though the aruchot were always here, despite the fact that they were here during the time of Tumah. We say it all is defined by the yeshamot. Okay, how the amah that means, but in our case we say exactly the same thing. Nekru hashnim, harishanim mutarim, but nekru hashnim, hashnim asurim. Because essentially the ktarot over here are the rishanim. They're the ones that were always here. We say as soon as we're okay the first ones, meaning the yeshamot, now the shniim get their own din. Even though the din was the opposite before and was all going according to the yeshanot. So it's exactly the same case. Brilliant comparison. Of course, over there it was Matayrit, over here it's answering it, but the idea is the same. So Mekra Hashanim, Hashim Asurim. Rabbi Yona Omer, Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Ami. No, because the concept of whether a previous situation defines the current situation is the same. Yeah. Says Rabbi Yonah, I have a Kabbalah from Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Imi. I don't remember who said what. See, both were quoting Rabbi Yochanan, and they said two halachas. I can't remember who said which halacha. But that one said, Hadamar, one said that he quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying, Somchim legader, me'in somchim legover. So if you have a gader, and the gader is defined as intense talking high, that gets it to be a hefsek, and therefore you can even have tu'ah, which normally tu'ah requires a whole day's rova. You can even have tu'ah up against a gader on one side and another kind of tu'ah up against the gader on the other side. But as we saw, govel is insignificant when it comes to tu'ah. That was one halacha. And Chorona Amar, now the other one quoted with Yochanan is saying, Govel Shinit Ma'it. Kosher. But if you have a Govel that was eroded, it's kosher. But a Getter Shinit Ma'it Pasul. Something happens to a Getter, then the things that are planted on either side become kalayim. If they're allowed to continue to grow, you have to immediately replace. Well, Lo Yadin Aman Amadal Aman Amadal, I can't remember whether it was Rabbi Zeira who said the one about something with Getter, and Rabbi Imi who said the one about Getter Shnit Mayit, or whether vice versa. However, the Gemara says we can figure it out. Because in Manda Omar Rabbi Yossi, we know that Rabbi Yossi quoted Rabbi Zeira who said that what Rabbi Yochanan said was something with Gader, but in something with Govel, that means that it must have been Rabbi Ami that said that a Govel Shnit Mayit Kasher. But a Getter Shnit Mayit would be possible. So, okay, we now trace the Shmuah. Amar of Yossi Afanan Nami Taninan, we also have actually a Mokta in the Brisas for both of these halachas, Tarsehem. Govel Shenit Ma'et Kasher, that a Govel that became like that's our Mishnah. Isn't that Mashma? Tadaka Govel Shenit Ma'et Kasher, that's what our Mishnah says. Mashma that a Getter Shenit Ma'et is Pasul. So that I see from our Mishnah right here in Shalom. So B'chim L'gader, I think I also have a riot for. You're allowed to plant right up to a Getter on either side of the Getter. To Paminan, Hasomek, Labur, Lamir, Megapa, Lader, L'gader, to Gavat, Ratrachim. So Shteik, the parish, we had that Mishnah before. But you can be Sonek up to a Getter that is sent Ratrachim high. Ain't something like Govel, and the other half of the statement, that you can be summoned for a Getter but not for Govel, you can bring your right to that too. That's an Ina. I'll tell him, Vamatamayin, Shein Amukim Tefa, Zorim Lutofa, Shuosham, Ine Zeronim, which is saying, Echad Mikan, Echad Mikan, Echad Be'emsa. If the did work, the Imo Mera, Shesomchim La Govel, if the law was, you're allowed to come all the way up to a Govel, So Yisrala Matan Kamashuro, if that's his wife, so you can only have that as the answer. If this is a Gogal, you should be able to have even Shurot in the, at the bottom over there. Why not? In the case of an Amat Amayim. An Amat Amayim is 6 by 6. It's the same shear as our Aruda. So what's the problem of pointing all the way up if you can be signed up for Gogal? Says Amin Kavraya, Kamele Bishmu Bar Ovin, says the Chaberin in front of the Shmu Bar Ovin, Kipater, Shayazorea, Barosha Govel. We can be talking about over here that the guy is planting on the edge of the Govel, in which case some of these plants now are tending into, falling into the Amat Amayim. Maybe over there the Govel isn't Masik. Maybe Govel would be Masik, but only if you plant it up on the top of the Govel. So then the edge of the Govel is a Hesed from either side. But what he's talking about over here is when you're planting on the edge goes down. So over there it doesn't, I mean, there's no real Hesed here because it's been covered by plant. The side has been covered also. So that wouldn't prove anything necessarily. On Marlene, so he said to him, because they were saying in front of Shmuel Barabin, Shmuel Barabin said, "In any Yaakov Rokelat." That doesn't make sense. Because why would we be saying that it's awesome? Simply, it should have said, "Take out the piece that's right on the edge." You only put on one piece on the edge. Take out Yaakov Rokelat, and then you draw the Machi Kamashuot. It doesn't make sense for someone to say Halacha. You can have one on the edge and one in the middle and one on the other edge. Don't have on the edge. Put it on the top. You know, what are you driving us crazy for? You know, we're crazy Avoka. Wouldn't it make much more sense to say to a person how that you could have a whole area underneath instead of giving me a case where you put a kelach on the edge and you have something on it, only one thing on the bottom? That doesn't make sense.